Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Nebraska has had a few years where conditions have contributed to a rash of wildfires that have caused major damage to farms and communities. Exceptionally dry fall and winter conditions means wildfire could be a major concern once the weather warms up. Ben Bohall from the Nebraska Forest Service says this winter has been dry, and with some high winds and warmer weather on the way, he cautions the public to be aware of the danger of an out-of-control fire.
It's been like clockwork for the past 3 or 4 years, where what happens is we just don't get enough snow. And we enter the spring months, or really even the late winter months, like February, and we have these unseasonably warm days and high winds that hit, you know, where we have 60 degrees with 40 mile per hour winds. And since we haven't gotten enough snow over the winter, everything dries out really quickly. And the issue for us is that creates very dangerous situations for a wildfire to occur. Landowners typically during the winter and spring months will do a lot of pile and debris burning of all the dead wood and things they've had around their property that have gathered during the late fall and winter, and they'll burn, and you know, even with snow on the ground, the problem is there hasn't been enough snow, so there isn't enough moisture in the soil. So they'll do a burn and walk away thinking it's out. These high winds will hit, temperatures will go up, and then these fires get out of control when they think they're already out. So yeah, going back to your climate question, the issue has just been, you know, drier, warmer springs in the state, not enough snow. And then as we go into the summer months, like July, we tend to get this, you know, torrential rain that all of a sudden occurs, you know, and we get a ton of rain, all the vegetation in the state starts to green up. And then by about mid to late summer, things dry out again. And so we have all these fuels that are ripe for burning, essentially. And then that's where we get into the problem of, you know, underinflated tires or dragging tow chains on the interstate or highways. Those cause sparks, and all that dried up vegetation, it just takes right off if a fire occurs.
Ben says the wildfires in the state aren't confined to ranches and acreages. He says this is also a concern for the homeowner in urban areas.
You know, even something as simple as when we talk about like wildland urban interface. So in those urban areas you talk about, somebody could be out having a campfire, you know, or grilling out, you know, on these lovely spring days, right? And it doesn't take much, particularly when you have low relative humidity, you know, the high winds going for that fire to get out of control. And with everything else around it being so dry, you know, it just spreads. And so it's not just a Western or Central Nebraska problem. We see it here in the East too. I think it was 3 years ago that we had even an evacuation notice for Lancaster County. And that was the first time in 50 years, if I remember correctly. So we used to think of wildfires and fire season being predominantly a Western Nebraska issue. And now what we're seeing is central and eastern parts of the state as well. We saw that yesterday. We had several fires break out in south central Nebraska. And I think it was 2 years ago, we had the Road 702 and 739 fires. Those were massive, you know, where we had federal assistance come in. And so it's like, you know, here we are in south central Nebraska, and we're right in the middle of it.
Stay tuned for future programs where Ben discusses precautions that farmers and homeowners can take to mitigate the risk of starting a wildfire. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.